Banner.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, as we are, we're back now. And Cynthia from New Mexico, you wanted to make two final quick points. Go right ahead.
Right. I find it amazing that all three of these immigration bills are coming up next week, which is when there's going to be so much economic news coming out, $140 billion commercial papers being rolled over, mm-hmm. and there's stress about whether they can even find buyers for this to refinance it. The Fed meets next week to discuss interest rates. It's all those immigration issues will be clouded over by the financial news. And maybe Rob could comment on the government accounting office, the numerous studies that they have done showing that the H-1B and L-1 visas are full of fraud.
All right, good. Thank you very much for that. You can listen off air. Thank you, Cynthia.
Okay,
all right,
well,
Rob.
Well, let me say one thing. It's absolutely no accident that the Senate chose next week to foister these bills on us. They knew there'd be plenty of distractions for Americans. There's, you know, the transportation deal with a big controversy over the truckers, the defense bill, and of course all the arguing over the Iraqi war, and then of course the Fed's meeting next week to announce whether they're going to raise or lower interest rates, and I guess they're also going to announce how much fiat money they want to produce. So there's all these things going on, and the Senate, we knew several months ago that the Senate was going to foister this on us, and we knew it would be about mid-September to October time frame for that particular reason. So none of this is a surprise, although it may be a surprise to the vast majority of the American public. So that's what I'd say about her first point. And the second, in regards to the GAO and H-1B, it's quite amazing that the Government Accounting Office was hired to do reports on the H-1B program. And in 1996, they did a report showing how it's being used to replace qualified American workers with foreign workers that are not even that are not as qualified. The report talked about how job ads or job requirements are being fudged to bring in these foreign workers. It talked about how job advertisements are being faked. This is in 1996, and we paid our own government to do the report. Well, guess what? In 2000, the GAO did another report, mm-hmm. and you know what the report said?
Mm-hmm.
It said, since 1996, nothing has been changed.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, now it's 2007, and there has been something that's changed. It's gotten worse.
Absolutely.
And yet you'll see all these politicians, they'll constantly say, you know, they pretend like they're dumb, like, oh, well, there's no fraud in the program, and it's working just fine, and we've got all these protections for American workers when they're the ones that paid the GAO to do the report.
Yep.
It's all a lie and a fraud.
You know, unfortunately, you know, we'd like to cut them some slack, some of them, but
those
days are long over. Because
they should be held accountable.
They shake hands. You know, the Democrats and Republicans are in this together. It doesn't matter.
No, there's no
difference in party. I think people are finally waking up to that fact. Thank goodness, huh?
I hope they're waking up to the
Amen.
Fact.
All right, we got
have
a
much
quick
time
break.
Left.
Yeah, there's not much. All right, let's take the quick break now, Rob. And
okay.
We have a bevy of calls after that. Mike and Vicky and my goodness, we have quite a few. So we'll get to your calls. There's room for one more, I think, on the line. And the number is 800-313-9443. I'm very happy to see so much interest in this latest attempt to bring about globalism in America. We'll be right back with Rob Sanchez, my guest. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger on Uncensored Radio Free America.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7, but I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
We're back now with Rob Sanchez, and he, of course, is talking about these new stealth attempts to try to bring about in the Senate attachments to the Defense Authorizations Act and try to bring about the H-1B worker, the Skill Act, the Ag Jobs, H-2B visas, and the DREAM Act, of course, which, of course, helps fulfill a well-educated illegal legal population. So let's go right back to the phones. I think, let's see, we have Mike in Kentucky next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, what is in it for the Senate to help participate in this merging of North American Union, so to speak? I mean, it just seems like that they're, in effect, they would be trading down to join some sort of parliamentary body that would include a lot more senators. I mean, it would have to if they allowed, say, two or four senators from every province in Canada and every state.
Well, it's not even going to be the senators because you're putting it into the hands of an intermediary governmental body that's not even elected.
Well, yeah, but you would presume somehow that they would be included in that.
I don't know.
They'd legislate that. How can they? Why would they want to legislate themselves out of power?
I think that's what they've done, really. Haven't they done that already with the courts, letting the courts decide issues that they should be deciding and removing the courts from these, appellate matters that come up the court ladder? Haven't they already done that by letting George Bush, the executive, steal power from the legislature? So they've already done that anyway. Really, haven't they?
Well, I know if you go back to the Federal Reserve Act, they unconstitutionally delegated authority away from themselves.
Yeah, so they've been doing it since day one, Mike.
Yeah, look at Fast Track. They delegated power to the president. So, Fast Track, even the Iraqi war, they didn't vote for the war. They didn't declare war. So it doesn't seem to me the Senate has a problem at all with legislating themselves out of existence. As long as they think they're going to get rich doing it, they don't care.
There you go.
It's all greed.
Rick, you said something a while back. It made me laugh a little bit, and not to go too far down on a rabbit trail, but your guest there does sound like somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound like Jimmy Stewart to me. Can you say, this is Tom Baudet? We'll leave the light on for you. That's who he sounds like. He sounds just like
him.
You remember him the Motel 6 commercial?
I sure do. Maybe it is. Is that Tom Baudet?
Yeah, this is your alias, isn't it?
Oh, man, my disguise is getting exposed here.
My goodness, you must be rich by now, huh, Tom?
you could do the radio commercials for that. But, I just don't see why there's not some outrage. Unless they've got something on these guys, why?
Well, they do. I mean, they bribe them. You know what happens is they know that if these guys and gals don't step up to the plate now, they'll find other lackeys who'll do it for them.
If they won't, then I guess they could always bump shoes in a public restroom and arrest them in a sting operation or something if they don't go along with it.
I suppose.
They might get an envelope with pictures or powder in it that, I don't know.
That's very possible, Mike. Okay.
All right, thanks.
Hey, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. And we have another Mike now in Illinois, I believe. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Rick. This is Mike from Chicago.
Yes, Mike.
And I just want to share with you what's going on here in the software industry.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2001, the layoffs began. We have Lucent Technologies here in the southwest suburbs, and we have Motorola in the northwest suburbs.
Mm-hmm.
Since 2001, Lucent has laid off about 10,000 people right here. And in the northwest suburbs, Motorola has laid off about 14,500 individuals, mostly software engineers. Okay, now, some of us unemployed engineers have used this soft patch in the economy to upgrade our skills. Kind of go back to school and get certifications that are applicable to rejoin the workforce.
Yes.
Now, when we go to rejoin the workforce, we're just screened out by the recruiters. And if you look at what these companies are doing, they're hiring foreign workers. For example, if this is public information on the Department of Labor's website, at www.flcdatacenter.com/case-h1b.aspx. For example, Motorola in 2006 alone, for Illinois alone, has gone to the Federal Department of Labor and requested over 600 foreign labor certifications for foreign workers. And the U.S. citizens here are with families and mortgages and without jobs, and this is off the charts. Our government agencies are not helping us, and these companies seem to get brownie points. Of course, they're under duress from government agencies to support affirmative action, but affirmative action should, we shouldn't be displaced from our jobs by foreign workers.
Rob, do you have any comments so far?
Well, you know, very similar things have gone on in the Phoenix metro area. You know, Motorola, in the mid-'80s, Motorola used to be our number one employer. You know who is now? Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
So we've traded high-paying engineering.
Yeah, what does Walmart make?
a bunch of BS.
Besides
maybe
money.
Maybe toxic toys, or at least they sell them. But, you know, Motorola is a classic example because in the year 2001, the Department of Labor released statistics that Motorola was the largest single applicant for H-1B visas. And yet in 2001, Motorola had record layoffs. Now, you know, if you put that together, what's Motorola doing? Well, they're firing their Americans. And they're bringing in, and they're replacing them with H-1Bs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's real simple. It's documented. As Mike was saying, you can go to the database. There's another website called H-1B.info. You can look at the data yourself. And most Americans aren't aware of this. Go to those websites, enter the name of your company, and see who's getting the jobs. And if you see an application for a position that sounds sort of like yours and it's for 6 months in the future, you better get your resume out because you're about to be replaced. And there's no protections for you. You know, he was talking about affirmative action. Well, the Department of Justice has recently made a ruling that American citizens have no legal right to sue on the basis of discrimination based on national origin.
Mm-hmm.
So if Motorola or whoever other employer replaces you with an H-1B, don't expect the U.S. government to help you out because they won't, because that's already been decided in court. You have no right to petition on the basis that you're discriminated against.
Yep.
But Motorola will use those numbers of Indians or Chinese or whoever they bring in when they report to the government on how they meet their diversity goals. So, yeah.
Well, when they say that Mr. Bush gets on, says that unemployment is down, yes, it is in India and
sure.
Mexico, and not here in the United States. Yes.
Well, you know, the problem with that unemployment is it doesn't take into consideration people like Mike that are, he's a well-qualified programmer.
Hmm.
Probably at his own expense, he's gone out and gotten training in the hopes of getting a job. Well, maybe he's not going to get that job at Motorola. Maybe he'll be getting that job at Walmart. He's not going to be counted as unemployed.
Mm-hmm.
So that unemployment figure, it really doesn't tell us much about what's going on in the labor market nowadays.
Sure.
Rob? I want to squeeze in one more
sure,
quick
go
comment.
Ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
There's a section of the law which is subtitled What is the Recruitment of U.S. Workers? And the law is 20 CFR.
CFR, you said?
CFR. Code of Federal Regulation.
Mm-hmm.
655.739. Now, anyone can find that and look it up and read it. If you read it, you'll see that there is no requirement that jobs, this is H-1B visa related hiring practices.
Mm-hmm.
There is no requirement to offer the job to an American worker.
That's right.
And it's basically a loophole. It's basically the loophole in the law which needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
And yet if you call up your senator or House member and complain about H-1B, the first thing they'll say is, well, H-1B has provisions that protect American workers. No, it doesn't.
No, they're loopholes.
That's exactly right.
Well, see, this is
there
the propaganda
is no
they're hoping people will eat up. What a bunch of liars. And they know it, too.
Of course they do.
That's why they're liars. They know what they're doing.
John McCain helped author the original H-1B bill,
yeah.
And he actually sent me a letter saying that sorry you're unemployed, but I wrote protections into H-1B.
Yeah.
No, he didn't.
Oh,
and he knows it.
All right, we're going to take a break. Thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
We'll be back after Mike with more Vicki and your calls just ahead. Stay tuned.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Bush, for admitting it. We're back with Rob Sanchez now. www.jobdestruction.info/. Job destruction in the U.S. That's the key right here, Rob. And let's go back to the phones, all right? Let's talk to Vicki in Idaho, I believe. Hello, Vicki. Hi, Vicki.
What I was wondering is, Rob, are you going to do a special alert kind of email that can be forwarded out to our email list? Just on this legislation.
Vicki, the best alert that's out there right now is one that was put out by Numbers USA, authored by Roy Beck.
Okay.
And I think you can get a pretty good version of it just by going to their website.
Mm-hmm.
That's NumbersUSA, all one word, .com.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks to Numbers USA, they they have a full-time staff member on Capitol Hill that's been monitoring this situation, and they're actually the ones that broke this story. So give them credit for that. And Numbers USA has lots of information, and they've got ideas on how you can call and how you can fax. So
that's okay.
Yes, I will have newsletters on this subject, and I'll probably be publishing way too many of them for my subscribers, you know, within the next week. But
you don't know what day they plan on doing this, the debate on the defense, do you?
Well, they will be, according to Numbers USA, they will be discussing these immigration provisions about 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday. So it's coming quick. Now, you know, I don't know how long it might take them to pass those provisions or pass the defense bill. You know, who knows on that. But right on Monday, they're getting right to work to betray us. They're not messing around.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll get busy on an alert.
There you go.
Make everybody aware.
Yeah, we really need to mobilize people. This is bad stuff.
Okay, Vicki.
Thank you.
Thank you, Vicki, for your call and your work. That's what we need, more rowers at the oars. We have David next. And hello, David. You're on the program.
Thanks for your show, and I want to thank Rob so much for all his work. I testified before the House Judiciary Subcommittee in 2006. I'm being displaced by two people from mainland China and one from Malaysia, and furthermore, they had access to critical infrastructure, namely the data communications network for the power grid for Exelon, the power company covering Chicago and northeast Illinois. So we're talking about national security issues as well as displacing an American citizen, namely myself. So I just got fed up with this and have spoken out. And I don't know if Rob mentioned this, but there's also famous YouTube video circulating that showed a law firm, Cohen & Grigsby, explaining how not to hire Americans, citizens, to their prospective clients in a seminar in May. So it's not just corporate America. I mean, immigration lawyers are embedding themselves in senators and representatives' offices and are incentivized to want to bring in all this immigration and to process these worker visas. So I've been personally damaged financially and career-wise by all these foreign worker visas coming in, and I think people need to really call up their representatives and senators next week. And there is positive legislation like H.R. 2538 and H.R. 2504, which in the House, and then 1035 in the Senate, which people should be supporting. And in addition to not, you know, in addition to telling their representatives and senators to defeat the Skill Act, the Ag Jobs Bill, and the Dream Act, I would like to find out what those specific numbers are associated with the Skill Act, Ag Jobs, and Dream Act. And two, who are the really bad actors that we need to target for defeat in the upcoming 2008 election?
Well, Rob, if you want to address that, you may.
Well, boy, there's a lot of questions there. Now, as far as the bad actors in the election, you know, it depends on whether we're talking presidential or Congress, of course. I would have to say that as far as presidential candidates on the H-1B issue, there's not a single one that's on our side. They're totally unanimous. They all want to increase H-1B, with one exception, Tom Tancredo. Every other candidate, as far as I'm concerned, is an enemy of the American worker, because they've got a voting record, or they publicly stated they want to increase H-1B. So
what about Dennis Kucinich?
Well, Kucinich just recently he just recently put out a statement that specifically says he wants unlimited H-1Bs. So, you know, we were sort of hoping that he was coming around our way, but boy, he clarified that in a hurry.
I just want to point out something. I did talk to John McCain briefly in Washington.
Did you?
Washington in January of 2007 during all the receptions, and the brief exchange went something like, I've been to Silicon Valley, and we definitely need these foreign workers. And I just looked at him incredulous. incredulously because I couldn't believe that he was saying that. So I'm a witness to his assertions.
Yeah, well, he should come to Phoenix and see the unemployed engineers here in Phoenix. But he's not going to come to Phoenix. He's got more important things to do, like running for president.
Yeah, he should run for president of Mexico.
Yeah.
I think that would be more apropos. David, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information, or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you. Because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
We're going to continue with our callers at 800-313-9443 to join Rob Sanchez, who is working, as you can see, to defeat this globalist agenda in the bought and paid for corrupt Congress and Senate of the United States. We have Julia in Los Angeles, I believe. Hello.
Hello. I had a couple of questions. One was about the raising awareness with the common people about this overall issue.
Yes.
And the other one was talking about the politicians who support or don't support this issue.
Right.
So, first of all, I was wondering, the institution, the educational institutions, particularly the MBA schools, completely promote foreign students because of the increase in tuition. And in my experience, they promote globalism as a really smart, sound business practice.
Mm-hmm.
And they academically it makes sense, but then they disregard, you know, what happens in reality. So I was wondering if targeting the students might be, you know, beneficial.
Well, Rob, would you care to address that question?
Well, you know, the universities have had a long history of promoting H-1B, and I don't think it's necessarily targeting students. I think greed is their motivation, just like corporations. Universities really are responsible for starting H-1B. And in 1976, the universities pushed legislation called the Eilberg Amendment. What that did is it declared a perpetual shortage of college professors. And guess what? It allowed universities to bring in these professors on H visas, which, you know, eventually in 1990 turned into H-1B visas. Now, what a lot of people don't understand is the universities are one of the largest users of H-1B visas now. They use them for professors. They use them for postdocs. They use them for lab researchers. And the universities are exempt from the yearly cap, so they can bring in an unlimited number of H-1B visas. Now, that all goes back to the fact that the universities have been so successful in lobbying for H-1B in the first place. So if you want to know who to blame for H-1B, go back to 1976 with the Eilberg Amendment, because that's where it all started.
Was that Representative Joshua Eilberg?
Uh-huh. Yeah, the one
from Pennsylvania?
Got arrested and
yeah.
spent some time in jail.
That's what I figured.
Yeah.
And that's surprising, yeah. Does that answer your question?
Sort of. When I said targeted, I actually meant who to target to raise awareness. Which
well, I know. Good. I know what you meant. But,
yeah, exactly.
Oh, well.
They'll be shut down.
One thing, Julia, really, you know, that's really important, and I really don't know the answer to this. We need to get the word out to university students, because these poor students are going out and working so hard, you know, to get their engineering and programming degrees and MBAs and, you know, nursing degrees, and they don't really realize that once they graduate, they're going to be a target just like those of us that have already been targeted. And it's really, I don't have the answer how to reach university students, because they've been so brainwashed with diversity think they just won't, they won't listen, and they don't like to hear the fact that they're going to be unemployed in 5 years.
Mm-hmm. But the other question I had, following along those lines, is the candidate Ron Paul, who sort of is getting the attention of university students, and I'm wondering if he is supportive or non-supportive of immigration. I thought he was non-supportive.
Very good question. Well, let me say, there may be a lot of reasons for voting for Ron Paul, but immigration is absolutely not one of them.
Okay.
He's as bad as Hillary Clinton or Obama or John McCain. And, you know, I'll point to 1998. He voted to literally double the number of triple the number of H-1B visas allowed into the United States. And I know a lot of people, for some reason, there's this Ron Paul mystique.
Mm-hmm.
Go to vdare.com. That's VDARE.com. Because just recently, Peter Brimelow interviewed Ron Paul, and Ron Paul reiterated his total support for H-1B.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with one thing that makes it worse, Ron Paul wants it unlimited. He says as long as there's a company that wants to hire the H-1B,
right.
we should allow them in. So, yeah, Ron Paul.
I understand. I know his reasoning, and it's a libertarian philosophy.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, I still think that's a one issue, and it's an important issue. However, look at the other candidates, and unfortunately, you're not going to find perfection or near perfection in any of them. And they're far worse. They're far worse than you can imagine.
You know, there might be other reasons to vote for Ron Paul, and as I said, all the other candidates are absolutely abysmal on this issue. And that's how the globalists win. They stack the deck.
Oh, sure.
They make sure that the only ones that run are the ones that support H-1B, so the game is rigged.
I understand,
That's the way they make sure that us as voters don't have a choice.
You're absolutely on target.
There are things I like about Ron Paul, but boy, I wish he wasn't so willing to betray American workers.
Well, you know, and again, we can get into that, some the philosophy behind it, but at the same time, Ron Paul does stress that we ought to make business in America breathe a little bit and also give them a chance to start, and they wouldn't be so multinational. Many of the smaller ones wouldn't be out of business right now if it wasn't for these multinationals that have been drafting this big government regulation legislation. And I don't mean the H-1B type thing, but I'm talking about just putting them out of business, the manufacturing companies. I mean, just look at the oil. Just look at the independent oil companies that have been forced out of business in Texas and Oklahoma and all these other oil-producing areas over the years, benefiting who? The major international global oil companies. And so that's why we have EPA, and that's why we have OSHAcrats, and that's why we have all these other big government programs, not to benefit the little guy, but to benefit the big international corporations.
Yeah,
they're
well,
the only ones who can survive.
Unfortunately, the libertarians like Ron Paul believe in this laissez-faire attitude of if corporations want to import cheap labor, then
yeah.
they should be allowed to
yeah.
at will without control.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's very destructive to what
agree.
We're talking about.
I part company myself, yes.
Yeah, it's global labor arbitrage. And, boy, I wish somebody could talk some sense into Ron Paul because he'd probably be pretty decent if it wasn't for this.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right. I understand. Thank you very much
for your
call, Julia. We have Henry in Connecticut now. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hello. Your guest, I forgot what his name
Rob.
Is. Bob. Rob, R-O-B?
Yeah. R-O-B, Rob with a B, yes.
Okay. Yeah, Rob, continuing what you're saying about Paul, you see, and then Ricky mentioned oil companies. You see, this is one of the reasons why. You see, let me ask this about Paul, to Rob. Are you saying Paul is for the illegal immigration as well, or is he talking about just legal workers? Even that causes a problem.
No. No, and see, here's the thing. If
yeah.
Paul is like McCain and Hillary Clinton and all the others, they say, I want to totally stop illegal immigration. Well, that's fine. The way they want to stop it is they want to give everybody in the world a guest mm-hmm. worker visa.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have a legal problem if everybody's got a visa, right?
That's
the solution to the problem. Now, the only difference is maybe the tougher ones want to put troops on the borders, but they all... All of these politicians want to give any foreign worker a guest worker visa. Well, hey, you can get rid of speeding violations just by never writing somebody a speeding ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Just get rid of all our speeding laws in the United States.
Yes.
Yeah,
and you no longer have a traffic problem.
Yeah,
that's the problem with Ron Paul's approach. And
that was one of the things I was suspicious with. There's two things I was... And see, that's where I would go for Tom Tancredo more. But Tom Tancredo is not as powerful as Paul. Paul is much more
unfortunately.
More, yeah, Paul is much more got more robust and more, you know, out more. Shall I say charisma? Like I guess with what they said about Hitler.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, like what they said about Hitler. He had more charisma than Tom Tancredo. But there's two things that would be with Paul, even with me. One is the stuff with this abortion stuff. Even though I would take the risk. And probably would pull for him anyway. But that's one of them. And the other thing is with this immigration. Now, the other thing is this. The thing I will say this with Hillary and Obama and all of them is that they are staunch for massive non-white third world immigration as much as possible.
So is Ron Paul.
Oh, he is.
Ron Paul
actually said that?
He doesn't
differ. Wait, let me get this straight. He said that?
He does not differentiate where the immigrants are going to come from. He doesn't care.
Uh-huh.
He just wants to give every one of them guest worker visas. So if they all
uh-huh.
happen to come from Mexico and corporations want to hire them, that's okay by Ron Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, now that's not good. Now you're really making me think twice now.
Go to VDARE.com. Go to VDARE.com.
All right, VDARE. VDARE, you mean V-I-D-A-R-E?
No, V-D-A-R-E.
VDARE.
And by the way, I've published a lot of articles on that website. Go to my archive. I think you'll enjoy reading my articles.
Okay, and your website is, give that out.
Jobdestruction.info.
Yeah, that's what I wrote down
before.
Yeah,
if you go to VDare and go to my archive under my name, you'll see my web address.
All right. So that anything else quickly, because we have other calls.
All right. Now, one other thing. You see, this is the thing. I'm not really, this is for Robbie. I'm not really a, like, staunch, any kind of real staunch socialist guy. But see, this is where, between even Paul and in Hillary and in this one, this is where, in some cases, I'm really more sympathetic with some of those nationalist kind of socialist parties in Europe than the political movements we have here. Yeah, no, I definitely am. I'm not talking to say Hitler and National Socialist, but I'm talking about the ones that are just more down to earth. Hitler was more extreme. Because
like
at least they want
nationalist.
What now?
Like the French nationalist or the Italian nationalist.
All right, the French nationalist, I have their website. It's F, darn it, what is it? FNI dot FR.
Oh, I've never been there.
Yeah, and that's Le Pen. By the way, Le Pen is not a bad guy. Robert Chapman knows Le Pen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I followed him for years.
Yeah, I would like. I'm sorry I didn't meet him. It's too bad he's older that he still may not run. But this is the reason, because at least, see, the thing that's sicking me, you're talking about the American workers. You know one thing that really sickened me, I heard even in the 80s, is that unlike in Australia, unlike New Zealand, unlike Germany and Scandinavia, and they'll take immigrants and have them work there at certain jobs legally, you know, the ones who want to assimilate, but not massive numbers. But with here, the Americans shouldn't have any security. Everything with them should be, well, they're lazy, and they should just let just anything come in and anything to flip them over and make stuff difficult for them and let them struggle more and replace them with some any crap coming in the country. That's perfectly fine. They shouldn't have any security with their wages or their standard of living. If they were richer than anybody in this hemisphere outside of Europe and Australia, then that's fine. If that's the way it is, then so be it. But you got people who think they should always be obligated to the rest of humanity, and they should always share and consider other people around the world, especially third world. And they shouldn't have any type of protection at all for their own, how can I say it, economic status, standard of living, culture, whether racially dominated by one group or not, a protection for the union or their paychecks or their economy or even their future, even their college students or anything.
All right, sum up. Yeah.
Okay, we should just be open, and that's where the ones in Europe, they don't think that way.
Well,
Some of the bottom.
I'll tell you what, and a lot of people out there would identify with this. You go to a company in Chicago or Los Angeles that has been taken over by H-1Bs. I don't care if they're Chinese, Indian, or what have you.
Right.
They protect their own kind. If you're not going to get hired there unless you are the right caste, you're the right race, and you speak the right language, because those people are going to stick out for their own self-interest. Mm-hmm. It's about time Americans start thinking about doing that, too.
Yeah, I know. That's what's sickened me even in the 80s. That's what's sickened me before I was even a teenager and almost like a baby practically in the 70s. And I would hear both parties, Democrat, Republican, Jimmy Carter, what's the other guy, Reagan, all of them. It's all the same thing. Even the so-called Heritage Foundation, it wasn't so much about preserving the Constitution or the country's borders. It was just about this stuff with all these standards that live up to and morality and other stuff. Meanwhile, we're just falling apart. And I'm not a staunch socialist of any kind, but I know what Karl Marx is about. I've read his manifesto, and that's a communist thing, by the way. It's even beyond socialism.
No kidding, Henry.
Yeah,
but
these people are crazy. I mean, yeah. I'm just, you know, we got to protect. This country has a right to protect itself.
Exactly.
I'm sick of it. Okay.
What country? What country?
Yeah, that's
right,
true. Yeah, you're right.
Thank you, Henry.
You're right. We don't have a country, do we?
Thank you. Good night. Good
night.
Okay,
take care.
Appreciate the call. We have more call, but, you know, we're up against the break, and I want to take time when we come back. Here we are. We filled 2 hours just about, and we didn't think we would do it, huh?
No.
How's that, Rob?
Well, anyway, it's a lot of fun, and time goes by fast.
Well, I want to take the time to go over these sections again and invite people to follow up and immediately start calling these congressmen and women, senators, on Monday. But
We need to get people mobilized.
We'll have another quick call when we do that. Let's see if we can maybe squeeze in one right now, okay? It's from Georgia, I believe. Hello, you're on the air with Rob Sanchez.
Yeah, hello, Rick?
Yes.
Yeah, this is George here.
Yes, George.
I just want to know what's your guest is about and why is he bashing Ron Paul. He talks about H-1B visas in a context. Ron Paul's not saying that we need H-1B visas now. At that time, that was actually a bill brought by Spencer Abraham, I believe. And why has he failed to mention that Ron Paul has been a leading advocate against all this type of immigration and all these things? And particularly, Ron Paul is the leading advocate against illegal immigration since 1988 when he voted against the first amnesty bill. Why aren't those points being brought up?
Well, I think the problem is you're confusing legal immigration with illegal immigration. And it's true that Ron Paul has rhetoric about stopping illegal immigration, but he doesn't have any problem with the legal kind. And let's get this
straight.
And
why should he? Wait a minute. Why should he? Why should he have a problem with legal immigration? And why
are you American jobs?
Well, you know what? Then you should have been out here against GATT and NAFTA, and I think you just have a personal vendetta. It sounds like against Ron Paul.
I'm totally against GATT and NAFTA, and let me tell you.
All right, hang on. All right, we'll have you come back and just argue the point briefly. Stay with us, George, and we'll be back in 3 minutes with more to wrap things up with Bob Sanchez, my guest. I'm Rick Adams.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year that is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner at RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio
Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
All righty, we're back now with not much time, and we have a little tiff here between the caller George and Rob about Ron Paul. Each of you just try to make your point briefly, okay?
Okay, well, let me say this. I am not bashing Ron Paul. I'm just discussing exactly what Ron Paul has said, and if people want to verify that, just go to vdare.com.
Well, we've heard your website several times, okay? And you pick the problem with people like you. Or you pick one simple issue on a man. This may be the greatest man of our time.
Maybe.
This might be the greatest man we ever have a chance to vote for in our life.
You might be right.
And you're here talking about votes from years past that were tied into other issues. Uh-huh. You never mentioned that at all, did you?
Okay, here's the problem.
Okay, now wait, let me finish. Let me finish. They were tied into other bills, what you're selecting and choosing about Ron Paul. Okay, and you never mention it. He is the longest leading advocate in this election of any candidate fighting illegal immigration, and he's been fighting it. Your response was to come back, well, he's not against legal immigration, which tells me that you want to neglect the facts, and what you want to do is persecute Ron Paul for some vendetta that you have against him when he's one of the greatest men, probably the greatest man we'll ever have a chance in our lifetime
right.
to vote for.
Okay, I appreciate the counterpoint. Thank you, George.
You know,
we don't have much time. A final word from you, Rob.
Everything you said is fine and good, but I don't really care if Ron Paul walks on water. The bottom line is he wants to put me out of my job, so I'm not going to support him. And I'm not bashing Ron Paul. You can go to YouTube, and I've got a video of Hillary Clinton, Miss Punjab, saying in front of an Indian audience, I want to increase H-1B. I'm treating Hillary Clinton, Ron Paul, John McCain, and you name it equally. If they want to put me out of a job, I don't want them in office. I want somebody that works to give me economic security.
All
and
right,
as a citizen, that's the least I deserve,
sure.
Along with, of course, other types of national security.
Understood, and that's not to say that Ron Paul is not the most qualified candidate
thus
far. He
may be.
All right, but let's do this now. Let's just briefly sum up. We don't have but a minute left. What do you want people to do? What's the best way to do this, Rob?
Okay, we need people to go to numbersusa.com, and that's a starting point. There's lots of other immigration organizations are going to join the battle, like FAIR, Californians for Population Stabilization. There's lots of people that are going to be joining this battle. You can probably find all of them at Numbers USA.
Mm-hmm.
From there, they will give you information on who to call, what the issues are, what the points and counterpoints are, all the information you need to go out there and see if you can get the Senate, stop the Senate from this treachery.
Absolutely, and I appreciate you coming on and making this a fabulous show. Thank you very much. And
it was a lot of fun.
We'll do it again more frequently we waited too long, and we need to do it more often. The war is now, that's for sure. Rob Sanchez, thank you.
You bet.
Amen. All right. Good night now.
Bye.
Well, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time, and we didn't get a chance to get into other issues, and we will, Lord willing, God willing, Father willing, on Monday, and we hope to be back then, 9 o'clock Central. And thank you all for joining us tonight, agree or disagree. It was a very interesting and very hot show. We'll be back then, Lord willing. Until that time, have a very good weekend, and God bless. It's true.